with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello, 97.3 Coast FM. Look, can I start by saying there is a lovely smell of chocolate?
There is. It is your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And a gorgeous cake.
Once again, Lynn and Jared from My Delicious Cakes have dropped in from Bibra Lake, can I say. They've dropped into the Mandra Studios. And brought another amazing cake. So,
Thanks, guys. I feel very spoilt indeed.
Thank you, guys. Facebook or mydeliciouscakes.com.au, and it's the least I could do given that we worked out for 15 years they've been bringing me cakes.
That's a lot of cake.
It is a lot of cake. There's a lot of cake in there. So there's a bit of that going around today. So feeling a bit special.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide had the win last night, if you're watching any.
They did.
And it was pretty convincing, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
9-4-58 to Geelong's 5-12-42. Now, that means if, and we assume they will, the Eagles win on Saturday, they take on the Cats next.
Yeah. And then and I'm not sure which someone will be out, whoever loses that.
Yeah, that's do or die. I wasn't sure which one we'd prefer, to be honest, out of whichever way it goes. Like, you know, Port or Geelong, either way, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's
looks
hard,
like
isn't it? Either way, we don't have an easy run.
No, well, and we've got to win all of them.
Yeah,
to make it anyway. Yeah. That's the plan. Saturday, Arvo, Saints and Bulldogs, and the Eagles and Collingwood, obviously, from 6 o'clock.
Yeah, big game.
Big one. I don't know if they've done this much before. The Vatican released its most detailed ever financial figures. They reckon they may have been swindled in investment deals, but they've actually, as a result of this, is trying to kind of make things a bit more transparent, they've shared how much they earned.
Do they normally do that?
No, they don't. This is, I think, the first time they've ever done anything even vaguely like this. The Vatican, and now I don't. This is talking about, covering departments around the world, 1.3 billion members worldwide. So it kind of is. You know, generally the centralised Catholic economy, I suppose.
Mm.
Their economy minister, they have their own economy minister, said that the Vatican's total assets last year were about 4 billion euros, which is about 6.6 billion Australian dollars.
I mean, I think we all thought they'd have a lot of cash.
Well, that's insane. That there's a lot of property. There's a lot of heritage buildings. Yep. There's a lot of who knows what they've got in those Vatican archives. You think of the amount of like rare books and stuff that they would have gathered over the years and artworks and all. So, yeah, I mean, you know, clearly we're in the wrong game. Let's start a church.
Who wants to join our church?
Church of what? I'm not sure. Church of coffee and chocolate?
Sounds good to me. I'm sold.
It's all I can come up with at short notice, but we're on our way to billions. I can feel it.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Now, first off, nominations are open for the 2020 City of Mandurah Sports Awards.
Hey.
Recognising achievement and excellence in players, clubs and those behind the scenes in local sport. You've got till October 21 to nominate and winners be announced at a special awards ceremony November 25 at the Rushton Park Sports Facility.
Awesome.
Go to mandurah.wa.gov.au to find out more about that one. October 2 is the International Day of Nonviolence.
That's a good day.
Man. Peace and nonviolent, man. It's celebrated on the birthday of the guru of nonviolent protest. Not me. Mahatma Gandhi.
No, I didn't think it was you.
But it is another bald man. Mahatma Gandhi. Yeah, the late great. Because he was famous for his passive resistance.
Mm.
So, yeah, to celebrate his contribution to the world. So today,
Don't punch anyone.
Don't hit your sister. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
no Chinese burns today.
Yes, please. Today's also, it's a little bit kind of hippie and transcendental today. Today it's also World Smile Day today.
Smile Day.
That's right. And the story of this, it was started by Harvey Ball, who was the guy who first came up with the yellow smiley face symbol back in 1963.
The emoji.
The original emoji. Yeah. He was worried it had been turned into something commercial and he wanted to take it back and remind us about the power of a smile.
There is, a smile is a very powerful thing. You can brighten someone's day just by a little smile.
Now, we didn't talk about it, but there was a debate this week. That seemed to get a few people's attention.
What a waste of time that was.
The US presidential debate between the current top dog, one D. Trump, and, of course, the contender, one Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't watch the whole thing. I don't know that many people that did, because that would have been torturous. But I did see enough to know that it was not a great example of a presidential debate.
No, there wasn't much debate even happening.
No. It was not.
There was no topics discussed. It was just children arguing.
Not a great example of humanity, really.
No.
It actually just reminded me of the comment section in social media. It was like two older blokes shouting and arguing in the least dignified way possible. But it's the responses that I think I've most enjoyed that have come from it.
Yeah.
CNN commentator Jake Tapper, pretty much straight afterwards, called it a hot mess inside a dumpster fire inside a train wreck.
Yeah.
Which kind of pretty, and there were lots of professional commentators that said similar things. But comment of the year, I think, goes to Mark Hamill, aka Luke Skywalker
himself,
in Star Wars.
Yep.
He said via tweet, was the worst thing he'd ever seen since the Star Wars holiday special. And that, believe me,
that's saying something.
That it was excruciating. So, yeah, comment of the year.
Oh, dear.
Bad news, good news time.
Okay, bad news first.
Okay, sadly for fans of Sizzler, the franchise is going the way of Hog's Breath locally. We're losing some iconic names. They're shutting the doors. I didn't know they even had this many, but they have currently nine Sizzler stores around Australia, three in WA, in Lou Kelmscott Morley, the last one's left.
I was going to say the closest is Kelmscott, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But even still, it's kind of sad because it used to be a bit of a tradition. You know,
yeah.
When I was in my 20s, the boys would get together, go and have Sizzler.
Boys.
You know? Yeah. And we'd make the most of it, I'll tell you here and now.
I'm sure you did. I don't doubt that at all.
Anyway. Shutting down.
Yeah.
Not sure. COVID impacts the word.
Well, I suppose buffets are really the last place anyone wants to go at the moment, isn't
That's
it?
That's fair. So there you go. So farewell to Sizzler.
Yeah.
However,
sad.
There is something worthy if you're, you know, looking for something to do.
Okay.
Perth Beer Fest, which, you know, I think being October, you could probably call Oktoberfest, although it's not called Oktoberfest, but anyway, is happening.
Different event.
Today and tomorrow at the Supreme Court Gardens.
Woohoo! Have a bev.
And I had a look at it, and it's all the great kind of local brewers.
That's good.
Are on board. Yep. So lots of them showing off their creations. Find out more at perth.beerfestivals.com.au.
Fantastic.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. And with today's entertainment news collected from the finest sweepings off the factory floor, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Some heartbreaking news to start with, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend tragically losing their unborn baby boy. Chrissy shared the news yesterday afternoon, writing, "We are shocked in the kind of deep pain you only hear about, the kind of pain we've never felt before. We were never able to stop the bleeding and give our baby the fluids he needed, despite bags and bags of blood transfusions. It just wasn't enough." Adding, "For some reason, we'd started to call this little guy in my belly Jack. So he will always be Jack to us. Jack worked so hard to be a part of our little family, and he will be forever." So sad.
It's very sad.
The outpouring of love from celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Channing Tatum and Hailey Bieber and more continues to pour in. Some happier baby news with Nicki Minaj giving birth. This is her first child with her husband and convicted sex offender, Kenneth Petty. No more news on whether it's a boy or a girl, but all the best to them.
There's a little Minaj in there.
Yeah. Well, not in there anymore.
Not in there anymore. It's out.
Sacha Baron Cohen has dropped the trailer and release date for Borat 2. This is the trailer. Okay,
well, here's bits of it that we can play anyway.
Yeah. What is the problem, officer?
Got somebody that's strapped to the top of your car. He's in that passenger seat, boss.
Only men and bears are allowed inside car.
I'm here to give my daughter as a gift to someone close to the throne.
And a dress with real sexy peels.
This is a bag that just goes over the dress.
They're nice.
goodness me.
Look, trust me, from the rest of it, he is doing exactly what Borat does.
Yeah, it's what you'd expect, that's for sure. Borat 2 is out October 23 on Amazon Prime. Dolly Parton is shaping up to be the Queen of Christmas this year with a Netflix movie musical on the way called Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square.
A little taste?
Yep.
Christmas on the Square. Everybody's there, laughing, singing, bells are ringing, snow is in the air. Carolers singing, gifts exchange, lovers walk in pairs. Trees aglow and mistletoe, it's Christmas on the Square.
It just makes you smile.
I know, I can't help but smile. Netflix says it's a story about family, love, and how a small town's Christmas spirit can warm even the coldest of hearts. Sounds like The Grinch to me.
It does a little bit. It does.
It looks like the lady from The Grinch is in this as well. You know, the mayor's wife?
Yeah, right.
She looks like, I'm pretty sure it's her in it. Anyway, I'm in love already.
Nothing wrong with the classics.
No, and it's out on Netflix November 22. Meanwhile, Dolly Parton's holiday album, A Holly Dolly Christmas, is out today.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.